Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Carlos bringing us back. Mr. Santana, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Chris Kuros is here. Chris is a certified trust and financial advisor. He plays the violin. He speaks three languages. He's an astrophysicist. He's a financial advisor. He's the author of a bunch of books. I can't see over the top of the stack here. The Parent's Guide to Turning Your Teen into a Millionaire and How to Do It Before High School Graduation is his brand new one. It's the sequel to From Cradle to Retirement. You can get that, the new one, you can get on an ebook on Amazon for free right now. Chris, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your contribution and for the thought leadership. I want to correct a couple of things and verify a couple of things we said in the last segment. Folks, we're talking about how the child IRA works. It's like a Roth IRA in that you put money, after-tax money, into it for your child. But and you can take the basis out without being penalized. You don't want to do that, but if you did, you wouldn't be penalized. But if you pull it out, if you pull earnings out, if the money earns something, which inside the IRA is not taxable. That's the beauty of the Roth, is it's not, right, Chris, it's not taxable while it's earning. You don't have a yearly K-1 for this. But if you take that money out, you will be penalized for that, just the earnings. But the other thing I'd said wrong earlier, I said $60,000, you contribute $60,000 between 13 and 19, but I didn't do the math right? $6,000 a year for 6 years is $36,000. So it's half of what right. It's almost half of what I said. You can do two kids for what I said. But you could catch up though, right? The key is the money has to go in by the time they're 19. Is that right?
Well, for this particular segment, yes. But if there's a section in the book that talks about, for example, if you don't start until after you graduate from college, right, and how long you have to put into it, it's roughly 10 or 11 years. I can't remember off the top of my head. But it's there. And I'll tell you, there's actually another super tax saving.
So let me stop you for a second.
Talk about in this.
So we can talk to our financial advisor. Could Fidelity put one of these together for us, somebody like that?
Yeah, there's actually a chapter in a book about that, whether you can set it up through Fidelity, Vanguard, Schwab, and what it takes and the mechanics so that the parents understand what they're asking for. Different custodians will call this a different name. They won't necessarily call it a child IRA.
Uh-huh.
Some of them call it a minor IRA, or a minor child IRA, or a custodial IRA. The point is that as a parent or guardian, you have to sign for your child or for someone else.
Even is it the ones that are in college? Would you still have to do that for them at that point?
No. As long as they're below 18, age 18, then you have to sign for them.
I got you. All right. So this is a way to have a fund that your child, grandchild could have once they approach retirement, once they retire in their 60s, 70 or so, they could be a millionaire just from this, because you put it in over a stretch of 5 to 10 years, and nobody touched it after that, right? For another 50 years.
Correct.
And you could
another tax savings.
I mean, 50 years is a long time to track an investment. Is there anything that would automatically roll around and make sure that it stayed invested and reinvested?
Oh yeah, just put it in any mutual fund. Whether it's an active fund or a passive fund, doesn't really matter.
Could you not manage a mutual fund for 50 years? Could you do that?
Sure, if it's a passive fund.
Just let it sit there.
Let it ride.
Like a time machine. Put it in there like a time machine or something.
Yeah. And you know what? I said the whole thing was predicated on the idea that you were a poor investor and you earned 3%
right.
less
right.
than the average. Well, let's say you earn the average. If you earn the average, that money blows up to like $12 million.
Wow. That's amazing.
So it's potentially, and I don't like throwing out that number.
Is there any way to structure it so that the kid can't get it out? They can't touch it. They have to wait. Could you do a trust? Could you put a trust onto it? Maybe have it in a trust.
You could do it through a trust, but then you lose some of the tax advantages.
Okay. All right. Because you know it'd be
the whole idea is you want this money.
If my grandparents had done this for me, I can remember a time in my life when I would have said, "I need that money now." I might have done that. So you got to think about it. You got to think about that, right? Chris, the book is called "The Parent's Guide to Turning Your Teen into a Millionaire" by Chris Carosa. But Chris, tell us how we can find you online.
Just go to childira.com. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Okay, check it out. And he does a lot of other things there too, folks. Hey, Chris, last thoughts. I got about 20 seconds.
Last thoughts are this is a really good deal that you should take advantage of for your kids. And just read the book. It's easy to do. You don't have to be a rocket scientist or an astrophysicist.
Right.
And you'll really be happy in the end.
So check that out, folks. Chris, hey, good job today. Come back soon, all right?
All right, will do.
We'll see you next time. Chris Carosa, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back again real soon. We always get smarter when he joins us. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassinger. I promise I'll be right back.
Love with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.